Good afternoon. We'd like to call the post-council special meeting to order January 31st, 2023 at 1 p.m. held at the Public Safety Education and Training Center at 410 West, 9800 South at the post-council chambers. My name is Wade Carpenter. I am the chair today. We'd also like to welcome Commissioner Anderson, Chief Wallentine from the Utah Chiefs Association, and Sheriff Smith from the Utah Sheriff's Association. They'll both be participating in the closed session portion of this. As this is the only agenda item we're considering today, we would like to take a moment, and anything that is on the agenda, we will take public input for right now, if there's anybody that would like to make a comment. Please.
I'm here, Jeremy Jones, on behalf of Utah Fraternal Order of Police. It's difficult for me to think about how to address the council today. There was some reporting made, I think, just a few hours ago that added new information. The FOP is very seriously concerned about that, believes that it should be ferreted out. However, I think, standing before you, I'm going to do my best not to react to that new information. Haven't had an opportunity to fully digest it, but I do think that it's prudent for me to direct the council to that and give it the deliberate consideration that it deserves. There is some concern, frankly, on behalf of my client that at least one member of this body, the chair, participated or had communications with Sheriff Rigby that could be fairly questioned. And FOP would like to ask Chief Carpenter to recuse himself from any decision made today. As it relates to this situation...
For the record, I'm not a voting member.
I understand.
Thank you.
As it relates to this situation, the FOP is worried that in today, this moment in society and in the country, we would even be having a discussion where an individual could say that placing the hands on the neck of an arrestee and using force to push or move or direct that arrestee into a vehicle is not a use of force. The FOP is curious why, given the national debate on police use of force, Utah would ever be in a position where it would have this discussion with a straight face, that this might not be use of force. FOP does not want Utah to be in that position, certainly as it relates to the appointment of an individual who would be responsible for policing the police in Utah. FOP's been given information that DPS was conducting an investigation into Chief Booth, into the use of force, and that inexplicably that investigation was removed from DPS's hands and given over to Rigby. FOP understands that that happened through the input, perhaps the direction of Ken Wallentine. FOP is concerned about why that would ever happen and ask this body to consider more seriously why an investigation would be removed at the 11th hour and essentially have horses be changed. That leads me to FOP's next concern, which is the relationship between Booth and Rigby, which has never been adequately explained or addressed. The questions that surround whether or not these two had a relationship, what the nature of that relationship was, whether there was a conflict of interest, are concerning. The public statements by those involved seem to have been challenged in their credulity. Finally, FOP also asked me to comment on the interview of Chief Booth, whether that happened or not. I think that there's been an unequivocal statement in the news media that that interview occurred, but there's no record of it. And I can tell you that if I represented a line officer who claimed that an interview was done, and it was later discovered that there was no record of that interview, and based on all appearance, no interview was in fact done, my client, that line officer, would be accused of lying. That is something that cannot be ignored. It should not be ignored. FOP is also concerned with the public equivocation about what the gravamen or takeaway from Rigby's interview with the Heber officer was. FOP asked this council not to bury its head in the sand. When an investigator asks somebody they're investigating to change their view, ties their answer to their future in the agency, that is pressure, direct or indirect. And it cannot be ignored what that might mean for appointment to the director of posts, where that individual must be above reproach, especially, as I said, when we're dealing with a position that polices the police. FOP is seriously concerned, as I reiterate, as I stated to this body before, about the process. Something appears to have gone wrong here. And FOP asks that this council do what is right, try to correct that process. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is there anyone else who would like to address post? With that, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to go into closed session as outlined under Statute 52.4.
We've got to discuss what we're going to discuss first.
Okay.
You've got to put on the record why.
Okay. So the purpose of this today, this meeting today, is that we are trying to find a path forward, whether that would be moving Jared Rigby forward as the post council director, or if there's an additional path, whether we would go back and reopen process. That's where we're at today. So, go ahead.
Question, if I may, maybe I'm not allowed to.
Please.
Is it clear that DPS is done with their background investigation into this, and it's cleared Mr. Rigby?
Commissioner.
To answer your question is yes, we are done with the background process.
And I've cleared him.
What do you mean by cleared him?
Like he's passed the background process.
We are done with the background process, and part of the reason being here today to get in front of all of you to answer those questions.
Okay. Any additional follow-up questions before we go into close?
Chair. Who will be participating in the closed session?
So it would be the post council, all of those members here today, the commissioner, Ken Wallentine, and Sheriff Smith.
Sorry, Commissioner, can you help me understand the role of Ken Wallentine and Sheriff Smith participating in the session when they're not sitting members of the council? Essentially, my question is if there are third parties that are permitted, the FOP would ask that we also be permitted to participate in the closed session.
The purpose of that is both of these individuals were in the original selection process going through the candidates. So they were the original 12 or 14 candidates that were selected. They were part of that process. Thank you. Anything further? That I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to go into closed session pursuant to 52.4205.1 to discuss the character, competence, or physical or mental health of an individual as stated in Utah Code.
So moved.
Have a motion from Spence Austin. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from John Crowley. At this time, anybody that is not, has not either been invited or... those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion passes.
For the record, could we just say who's here in the meeting?
Yes, we'll go ahead and start with Chad Self. If you could please state your name as we go around the table.
Chad Self.
Troy Walker.
Paul Wimmer.
Janair Williams.
Travis Norm.
Mike Ravitch.
Spencer Austin.
Wade Carpenter.
Jess Anderson.
Rich Jorgensen.
Alex Garcia.
Julie Gomez.
John Crowley.
Mike Liu.
Kelly Sparks.
Nathan Curtis.
Alan Swanson.
John Jacobs. Who's online?
It's Melina.
Melina Stevens. I'm also here. You can hear me?
Yes, they can.
All right, with that, we'll go ahead and go into closed session. I'd like to call closed council special session back to order January 31st at 4:20 p.m. pursuant to Utah Code 524205.1. Do I have a motion to go from closed session into open session?
Mr. Chair, I motion that we go out of closed session.
I have a motion from Janetta Williams. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Mayor Walker. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
With that, we'll go ahead and do I have a motion to move forward with our discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would make a motion that we rescind the previous name of Jared Rigby that was submitted.
I have a motion from Ms. Williams to rescind the position of Jared Rigby to move forward.
Second.
I've got a second from Alan Swanson. Do I have any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? For the record, Nick Curtis. All right. Do we have a secondary motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move that we reopen the process for a director of post to start from the beginning with a timeline set into that recommendation.
So I have a motion from Spence Austin to reopen the selection process with a definitive time frame. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second from Sheriff Mutter.
Curtis.
Oh, sorry about that. Sheriff Curtis. Do I have a second? Do we have any further discussion? Hearing those, I'll call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. That's all we have.
Motion to adjourn.
Got a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second.